USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Russian war in Ukraine enters its fifth day. Over the weekend, many countries expanded their sanctions against the Russian aggression. Switzerland, often a neutral country, on Monday is set to review its potential sanctions and asset freezes against Russia. Putin responded to all the pushback by putting his nuclear weapons on high alert, the BBC translates.
Top officials of leading NATO countries are making aggressive statements about our country. Therefore, I'm ordering the Minister of Defense and the Chief of the General Staff to put the strategic nuclear forces on special alert.
Vaccine passports will no longer be required in New York City starting March 7th. Mayor Eric Adams said Sunday he plans on lifting school mask mandates then too, barring major infections. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Pennsylvania is pulling Russian alcohol from their shelves in support of the Ukrainian people's desire for freedom.
The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board is directing its stores, called Fine Wine and Good Spirits, to stop buying and selling Russian-sourced products. It's in protest of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. PA Governor Tom Wolf called it a show of solidarity and support for the people of Ukraine and, quote, an expression of our collective revulsion with the unprovoked actions of the Russian state. Wolf joins his counterparts in New Hampshire, Ohio, and Utah in ordering Russian products off the shelves of state-controlled liquor stores. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The fence around the Capitol building will go back up for President Biden's State of the Union address this week. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger said that the decision to resurrect the fence was made out of an abundance of caution and in conjunction with the United States Secret Service. Truck convoys arriving in Washington, D.C. about the same time as the State of the Union address is also giving extra concern for security officials. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine has entered its fifth day. The resolve of the freedom-loving people in Ukraine has many Americans in awe. James Carafano is the vice president for policy at the Heritage Foundation. He tells Fox News, Putin's war is pitting brother and sister against brother and sister.
I have been to Kyiv. It's a beautiful city. And the Euromaidan was the center of the revolution that brought democracy to Ukraine. Kyiv is the heart of this, so it's remarkable to see the land of freedom essentially under assault again. But, first of all, it's day five. I think it's 3 days longer than anybody thought they would last. The fact that the Belarusian forces have been brought in is really interesting. You know, Belarusians, much like Russians, consider Ukrainians their brothers and their sisters. And I don't think the average Russian or Belarusian wants to be fighting Ukrainians. It's not in their heart to do that. So, And I can't imagine that this was the plan, that bringing in Belarusian forces was part of the plan. So clearly, the Russians are doing things that they didn't think they were going to be doing when they planned the invasion.
The James Webb Space Telescope continues to have success as its month-long mirror alignment continues. The team is now starting the fourth phase of mirror alignment, known as the course phasing. The first images should be available in July. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.